While the world welcomed peace with Iran, the attack dogs of AIPAC fanned out through Capitol Hill to bring the hacks into subjection. It's an in-your-face operation, and they're right up front about it too, showing the shills just who's boss.
To see so many people who love Israel coming all together at one time is an amazing thing to see.
Where else can you see prime ministers and presidents, secretaries of states, leaders of Congress? The only place that you can see that is here at the AIPAC Policy Conference.
For the first time in AIPAC history, we'll be holding lobbying meetings with all 100 senators and every single member of the House of Representatives.
This is democracy at work.
Their mission? To force Congress into enacting even more sanctions against Iran. Just last week, AIPAC poster boy Chuckie Schumer promised his synagogue buddies that ratcheting up the sanctions is Jewry's top goal next to military action, where only the goys die young.
Bibi Netanyahu says that a nuclear Iran is an existential threat to Israel and must be avoided at all costs. So we are putting as much pressure as we can on the Secretary of State not to give up on sanctions, to keep ratcheting them up. And hopefully when we get back to Congress, we're going to break for Thanksgiving tomorrow. When we get back, we will actually pass legislation that will increase the sanctions. We hope we don't have to use military action, that sanctions are preferable, but we cannot allow a nuclear Iran, not only for the sake of Israel, but for the sake of the United States.
And it's no surprise that Senator Menendez joins the attack, seeing AIPAC keeps his campaign coffers overflowing with vote Jewish money. The suck-up starts here.
Thank you to AIPAC for the warm welcome you have always given me at every event that I've attended. I appreciate your advocacy.
He appreciates their money, too. They all got the message a long time ago when Senator Charles Percy got bounced for pursuing an America First policy as head of the Foreign Relations Committee in 1985. Jewish money and media won the day, replacing Percy with Yes Man Simon. If you don't play ball with a Jewish lobby, then you can kiss your political career goodbye. But I've got a four-point plan to stop AIPAC once and for all. One, require AIPAC to register as a foreign agent and thus cut off their political contributions. Two, Jews with dual citizenship, like many in AIPAC, must choose one or the other. If they remain Israeli citizens, they must not be allowed constitutionally to hold office nor be allowed to vote. Three, Jews who choose U.S. citizenship must sign a loyalty oath based on the Immigration and Nationality Act of 1953, which requires renunciation of allegiance to a foreign country. With this in place, AIPAC could no longer draft Israel First legislation for all their bot hacks to pass. Four, all synagogues issuing appeals to financially support Israel must also register as foreign agents or lose their tax deduction status. No church is allowed to do this, much less plot the overthrow of governments and establish a country of their own through theft, fraud, murder, and war. But Jews get away with murder here in America, the murder of our democratic process via the intrigues of the political beast, AIPAC. It's time we slay the beast. My four-point plan wields the blow and breathes new life into our once free America.